Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Stage 1, unforgiveness. 2, anger. 3, bitterness. 4, listen to this, slander. 5, resentment. 6, hatred. 7, vengeance. So unforgiveness is not static. It grows. It's like a parasite. It takes over our lives. Bruce, would you say a little word? We talked about this right before the break, but even just the impact and what scientists, doctors, counselors agree, there are physiological, cellular consequences to harboring unforgiveness, aren't there?
Oh, there are. And it's in all the writing. I was talking to a psychiatrist and I said to him, what percentage of the people that are in psychiatric institutions, are there related to unforgiveness? And without even a hesitation, he said, listen, if the people in there would forgive, 60 to 80% of them would be healed and could leave.
Wow.
Because as you just listed, I call that the slide of unforgiveness. People don't really understand that unforgiveness is an infection in the soul, and your soul becomes sick, and eventually it wants to protect itself from anybody else hurting it, so it builds walls around your heart to keep other people from getting in. And people don't understand, when you build walls to protect yourself, guess what's inside of that those walls? It's you. It's your heart getting hard, shriveling up, not feeling emotions, feeling anxiety all the time. There's so much anxiety that's connected directly to the torment. That's why so many Christians don't understand why God says no to their prayers, because they're praying for the torment to end, not understanding that the reason that the torment's there is their unforgiveness. And they're asking God to change his decree, that he's going to deliver you to be tormented until you forgive. And therefore, all the Bible reading, all the prayer, all of the Christian service, all the trying, it won't work. This is such serious stuff. If you have unforgiveness, you know now today you have torment currently in your life. And if you got into the habit of not forgiving, because that oftentimes what happens, and so somebody else hurts you and you don't have, you don't choose to forgive, that's another wound that gets infected in your heart. The amount of torment grows.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.